Welcome to Having Words. I'm Josh, as per usual, and today I'm joined by an old friend of mine, Woody Cox.
Hi.
Hi, Woody.
Good to be here.
Good to be here. This is, like a lot of the guests on this podcast, this is your first time being on a podcast or a radio show.
It is indeed, yes. I am a blogger, but...
I am a blogger!
But yes, no, I haven't been on a podcast or any sort of...
audio experience before.
Yes.
Welcome. Yeah. Welcome to Having Words. I've been meaning to get you on for a while, Woody, but you've been trapped up in London.
I have been trapped in London. Yeah.
What do you do in London?
So, I go to uni at the University of Law.
Sorry, I fell asleep.
Well, most people do.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I've just finished my degree. We'll be doing the LPC in September, which is the legal practice course.
When do you pass the bar?
So that it's a misconception that we
like,
I don't pass the bar. So unless you want to become a barrister, then you don't actually pass the bar in England. You train as a solicitor. You do the LPC and train as a solicitor.
What does LPC stand for?
The legal practice course.
Of course. I'm good.
And then you could do the BPTC. Which is the bar professional
training. It just sounds
course.
Like they're throwing words together.
Yeah,
like, can we call this? But course at the end, okay?
Yeah, and that is basically where you pass the bar, as it were, if you want to become a barrister. Yeah.
This is why I didn't take law. I could have done.
I don't blame you.
No regrets though, Woody.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You're loving it.
Yeah, no, it's true. It is great.
You're crying. The viewers can't see this, but I want
to... No, but I think if you don't hate it and love it at the same time, then... there's something wrong with you.
Yeah. Before we begin, Woody, how are things? How are you doing?
Yes, I'm doing well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good position. I mean, you just finished uni.
Yeah. Right. So I went through a period which I think a lot of uni students go through, and it's like a loss of purpose when, you know, you've been working so hard, particularly in third year where you have a grad project or a research project or a dissertation, and then it sort of all ends and you don't have anything to sort of throw everything into.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I sort of, for like the first week, I was sort of at a loss and didn't really know what to do.
You're like, I can't wait to finish everything. Then you finish, you're like, wait, now.
yeah, exactly. And I was quite lucky. I started work a week after finishing, but...
It's just that weird limbo period. I mean, I've been in that in the last few weeks. Luckily, I've had stuff to keep my time occupied, such as the placement that I do.
Yeah.
And like podcast stuff and everything. But if I didn't have that, I just feel so lost.
Yes.
Like, we've spent how many years in education? Like,
yeah,
a long time.
Yeah. And I think I'm quite lucky because I'm doing the LPC next year. So I've still got another year of education. But,
yeah,
you know, for a lot of people our age now, that is literally it with education. And, you know, you've got to go straight into a job, which is daunting. If you know, some people still don't even know what they want to do.
But the thing is that's fine though. I mean, we leave uni and we're expected to know what we want to do, but it's fine if we don't know what to do. That's completely all right.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Well, now you're here, Woody. You're back in our hometown where
yes.
We have many a memory.
In my hometown.
I don't know that song.
Adele.
You're off the podcast.
It's Adele.
Is it? Oh, damn it.
It
5 minutes in.
Yeah, the first time she got divorced anyway.
Oh, wait, she got divorced?
Yeah, I think.
I've seen her live.
Have you?
Yeah.
No, I remember you went to see her. I'm pretty sure it was a big thing back in college, wasn't it?
Back in college.
Back in the day.
Well, actually, I met you in college.
Yes, that is
That's
true.
That's why our love blossomed.
Yeah. I remember meeting you for the first time.
What?
You introduced yourself twice to me.
Wait, what? What? I don't remember this.
Yeah. So we were walking on on the Broadwater stretch, and we were with Niamh.
Oh my god,
yes. And and then you introduced yourself to me, I think for the first time, and then it happened again like a day later or something.
I'm Josh, we met yesterday.
Because you were the person that went around shaking everyone's hand. Like, that's the reputation you got in first.
I loved it, okay. Very formal.
Yeah.
No hugs.
It was no.
I didn't know that, I completely forgot that we met. I'm Josh, let's meet right now, Woody. Now, Woody, a typical Having Words format is now we go into rapid-fire questions, all right?
Okay.
Now, I say rapid-fire, but most of the time, they take up a lot of the time of the podcast, all right? So take as long as you need. So I have 5 questions here for you.
Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable? Yes,
finger on the buzzer. Yes, let's go.
Excuse me? Look it up! Trousers back on! Okay, Woody, first question.
Yeah.
If you won £1 million, what would you buy?
Oh, see, I have a really boring answer to this question.
Go ahead.
So I would invest it, because I don't think getting a large sum of money like that is... It will just diminish. I think £1 million, particularly, it can go pretty quickly. I mean,
yeah.
You know, a property in London, you pay probably more than £1 million for. So I think the best investment for it would be, you know...
Property?
Yeah, potentially property or... something that would, you know, off the cuff, I couldn't tell you which investment, but to make it grow, I think would be probably the most constructive thing to do with £1 million. Yeah.
I'm
sorry for such a boring answer.
It's fine. You're just never coming back. No, but the thing is that is the best way to go, is either investing it 100%, because you're going to get your money back. Unless the economy is just going to fail, then you're going to get some sort of return. I think if I know this is your questions, but if I won £1 million, I'd invest it into myself and like kind of fuel it into what I want to do, which is kind of more towards like a creative side of things. And like,
which is still investing it. I mean, you know, it's you're investing it into your own like businesses and your own avenues. Like, I think it would be a waste to sort of party it away or, you know,
let's do it anyway.
Like that. Yeah.
Here's £1 million. Let's go. How did you wait? Let's go. shut.
Only a few. I'm a bit of a lightweight.
I'm really nervous. Second question. What is the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Oh, no.
What is? Oh, no. What is?
I don't know. I'm a vegetarian, so
I haven't. You're a vegetarian.
So for about 2 years I did eat meat, but I was brought up vegetarian. So I think this was back when we were in America.
Oh, yeah.
The host family took me out for a meal near the like sailing club that they were a part of, and I had octopus there. That was strange.
Was that weird? I've had squid before.
Yes,
it's weird. Chewy, rubbery.
Yeah, no, it was actually squid that I had. It wasn't octopus. So,
oh, it was squid?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, like calamari. It was like calamari, but I... Right, so I thought it tasted okay.
Yeah.
But then I sort of looked at it because it was in batter. Uh-huh. And once I saw the
tentacles.
Tentacles and the
little... Sucky boys.
Yeah, I couldn't eat it anymore. There was something within me that just...
It was the rest of the octopus. Don't kill me!
It was, and the head was actually on the plate as well. And it was something that I just couldn't, you know.
So are you completely put off from squid and eating calamari now?
Well, I'm vegetarian now again. So, yeah. I have a weird thing about fish anyway.
We go way back. It's one fish. One night stand.
Two fishes. So I used to go fishing a lot when I was younger, and it sounds really funny and it sounds really weird, but I developed a bond with just fish.
I imagine like you're fishing, you're like, oh, my first fish, and you catch one, you just stare into its eyes, you're like,
yeah, and it was like love,
really.
Yeah. and like not because I was vegetarian when I used to go fishing and that, but even when I started eating meat for that brief period, mm-hmm. There was something within me that could never eat fish because I felt
that connection.
It sounds so strange, but it's actually true.
It doesn't sound strange. It makes sense. I had the same connection.
What, with fish?
No, with a cow.
With dogs.
With dogs. You don't need dogs. I did before then, wait. And it was today that I actually had the connection. That's really mad.
That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
Because I'm a dog.
That's a really interesting story as to like why you became that. Because obviously the typical reason why someone becomes vegetarian is, like you said, they grew up with it, or they don't want to support animal cruelty or whatever.
Yes, which but it is now.
It is,
I think,
partly that.
Yeah,
as well,
yeah, no, it is. So I carried on eating meat after America, and it was sort of like maybe 6 months after we came back.
Yeah,
And. It didn't particularly feel right with me. I suppose I'd been vegetarian all my life, and so my body wasn't used to meat. And it was, like, moral reasons as well. Like, I don't know. I don't support animal cruelty.
I don't support animals.
No,
Josh.
No, they have legs. They can stand themselves.
But it's just interesting to see a vegetarian. You have such, like, an actual story from their childhood. which is like, yeah, you know, I have this connection with fish. And
he sounds so funny. Like,
I joined the fish. I had an intimate moment
with a fish. Like, that's not what happened.
That's not what, well, you know, now actually you've just written a book about how you're married to a fish. So.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Same fish that you had a
big carp. Big old carp.
Yeah. You and your carp. Yeah, I cheers on her with an octopus.
Yeah, the pike are a bit more prickly, so no thanks.
Wink, wink. Woody, what advice do you get that was the most rewarding? What advice have you received that was the most rewarding?
Advice.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, see, this is one that you should have told me about before the podcast, but then it wouldn't be quick fire.
Exactly.
So I think, like, it sounds funny, and I've just done a blog on this, actually, and I've picked out three things that I learned at uni, and I think the best bit of advice is that, like, you just sort of, when you work hard at something, like, it might not even be in the way that you thought, but something, like, good things will come from that, and, you know, it opens up so many more avenues when you work hard at something, and even if you don't accomplish it, you've still
got the experience.
Learned from it, or like, there's almost like there's no loss to failing, if you see what I mean, because you either learn from it or you do it. So
yeah, as long as you're trying, then you can't really fail, because even if you do fail trying it, you've still tried something.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And you know, they say, don't they, that doing the same thing over and over producing the same results is insanity, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
you're
not learning anything if you're doing everything the same. So yeah, I think, you know, just work really hard, try different things, and put your all into everything. Mm. And I think, you know, that was one thing that I think, when I look back, there were certain things, like when I played piano, that I just didn't put my all into, and you know, and I stopped doing it because of that. But
do you feel like that's also taught you maybe like patience, or like maybe that in life, you, even if you don't give your all to everything, you might actually find a passion in it anyway?
Yes. Yeah, no, 100%. And you know, there've been times where I thought, like, for instance, I want to go back to playing piano, but you know,
I imagine, so, like, you wake up in the middle of the night in a cold bed. I want to play piano.
please. No.
I must play. The keys, I see them. Black, white, black, white.
They visit me in my dreams.
Hi, Woody. I'm a C key. I knew it. I love you. I love you and fish.
Oh, God, I'm so sad. I'm so alone. Someone help me.
Okay, I'm cutting that out.
Yeah, and I do. Yeah, I think it has taught me patience as well. You know, you can't expect to succeed at everything the first way you try it, or the first, you know, you've got to put your all into it, and you've got to give it time to do its own thing as well, I think.
Yeah, it's got to brew as well. Like, yeah. The passion as well. Like, you might initially have a passion into something, but unless you keep fueling it, it will never really turn into anything. Yeah. Like, it's all well and good having a passion to, say, write or something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I have a passion for it, and then you do it, but you need to keep... I feel like you need the challenges there. You need to hit challenges to keep the passion going. You keep the wood burning.
Yes. Yeah, no, 100%. And that's the thing, like, you could... It's like what we were talking about earlier with the sort of finishing, like, that term at uni or something, and then feeling like a loss of purpose. And the thing with sort of being motivated and having that passion to always get better...
Mm.
You've always got to be, like, looking forward to the next achievement. So even though you finish one and it might end,
there's always something else.
Yeah, and there's always something else. Personally, you never stop growing personally. Yeah. So I think that's a good thing to take away.
Oh, it definitely is, yeah. And we'll talk about your blog a little bit later, actually, as well, because I want everyone to hear so much about that. Because just you talking about it, there's so much passion being filled into the conversation when you talk about it.
Yeah.
Question number four, Woody.
Indeed.
Do you have any nicknames? If so, what are they? Now, must I say, your name is a little bit unfortunate. Yes. Woody Cox with an S.
William Cox.
William Cox.
Woodrow William Cox.
Woodrow William.
Yes.
Cox.
Rather unfortunate.
But, like, what are the nicknames you currently have, and what have...
Right, so I'll start at the beginning.
As soon as I was born. No.
Literally. And it... unwarranted as well. My family used to call me Woo.
Oh, okay, I like that.
And I hated it. Why? I hate it with a passion.
Like Woodrow, woo.
Yeah, like Woody, woo. Yeah. Like, they just shortened it, and I just hated it so much. Why didn't you like it? I don't know, but even now, some of my aunties and stuff still do it.
And you just pinch off it.
Yes, and I kill them.
What's that? Did we just... Woody, the police are outside. You just confess that on the... Should I cut that out or keep it in?
Oh, they can't see the gun I'm pointing.
Oh, Woody, how attractive are you? Okay, wow. Not the murder.
yeah, so woo is the worst.
Woo is the original one, but also the one you dislike the most.
Yes, surprisingly, because, I mean...
It's friendly, I like it.
Yes, but my initials are also WWC, which is the acronym for a toilet. So you can imagine the jokes that have stemmed from that. You've picked me for this question in particular, haven't
it's
you?
Random, it's great.
Buzz is always a good one. All the Toy Story related jokes, which is, you know, fucking hilarious.
With Andy.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, have you got Andy written on your shoe? No, I don't.
But you do.
I don't.
Woody, mate! Ow! Woody!
Do I have any more nicknames?
In
the women call me handsome, of course. But
the women call me Big Woody. What's that, Woody? How did your parents find your name? Oh, wow, look at this, Woody.
Oh, so that's an interesting story, actually. So my sister is called Hazel. My other sister's called Jasmine. And both my mum and my dad were very... they campaigned for a lot of for animal cruelty and for the environment and stuff like that, you know, back in ancient history.
Different times. Wait a minute. How old are you?
They named us after nature, basically. And obviously a boy's name is quite hard to come by if you're thinking along the nature theme.
Bark. So,
yeah.
Woodbug.
Woody is... like
wood.
Woody, yeah, wood. But also Woodrow is actually defined as a row of trees. So
you're a row of trees.
Yeah. So that's actually how my name was Woodrow shortened to Woody, which are both sort of nature themed.
Then wood.
Yeah. And and then woo.
Which has nothing to mean anything at all. My god, that's a really good origin name story.
Yeah.
And Woody, final question. Question number five. Where would you like to be in 3 and 5 years time? This is the classic question we got when we were in high school.
And this is something that I think about a lot and something I think I've changed recently about, not recently, since going to uni about myself is that I never used to think about the future and now... It's all I think about where I want to be, where I am as a person now, where I can be, where I want to be. Yeah. And so 3 years, hopefully I'll be qualified as a solicitor. Yeah. That's the plan. And hopefully I'll be on the property market by then.
Really?
And be in London. Preferably have met the woman of my dreams.
Yeah, or the man.
You know? Yeah, or the man.
Even though you're straight.
Yeah.
He's the man of my dreams, but I'm not gay. Wait, how does...
So, that is... And in 5 years, I would definitely want to have met her.
So, 10 years time,
I think I have a sort of boring 5-year plan, but...
It's not...
There's also, other sides to it. So, it's, as we've spoke about before, the sort of business side of it... which is sort of very unknown. Like, you could make a business and it could take off. And I definitely want to own my own business and definitely within that time span. Mm. But whether I'm running that business then or not very much depends on its success and what I do. So
I mean, to be fair, so many businesses start when the owner's, the boss is 40, 50.
Yes,
so.
Yeah, true. It's not too late.
I think it's because you have this burning passion to make it now. You feel you need to do it. Whereas, I read somewhere it's reacting too fast at something could just ruin it completely.
Oh, don't. Yeah, it is 100% like that, I think. And it's scary to think that as well, that sometimes you do have to just be a bit patient and not force things. And I think that's the thing that I've learned recently as well, but that you can't just force things.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you just have to let them run their course and do it when it feels right and when it feels natural.
So. Yeah. That was it. 5 rapid fire questions. How do you feel?
Yeah, good. I got through all of them.
You got
through,
wait. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of crying I cut out.
Yeah.
Begging, true. Please don't make me do it. I don't know what I'd spend £1 million on. Now, Woody, you live in London as part of university.
I do indeed.
And like you just said, you want to live there in the future as well.
Yes.
Now, it's very different to where we've grown up, which is obviously in a very quiet town,
suburban
place. Area. Yes. Yeah, exactly. And was there an adjustment period between moving up there and getting used to everything?
Yeah,
busy lifestyle.
Yes, yeah, no, definitely. There is an adjustment period. I think anyone that moves anywhere where they don't know anyone, it is tough. And I think, you know, when you move somewhere else to go to uni, you're in one of those rare positions where everyone generally is in the same boat.
Yeah.
And it's acceptable to be a bit more outgoing than you maybe would be otherwise.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I would struggle really hard to move somewhere that I don't know, that I don't know anyone there.
And the thing is, like, and a lot of people from college, like our college, went out to London, and there's always going to be people in London that you might have heard of, or that you...
Well, you say that, but
no,
generally, there's no one that I've stayed in contact with, apart from people that have done placements there,
yeah,
that are actually living there currently.
Yeah.
So, like, from my circle of friends, I guess, I just don't have that. A lot from my experience, a lot of people have gone to Sussex or like stayed around sort of cities but with suburban feel to it. Generally, or especially for my uni, you don't get any accommodation, so everyone is literally spread out across That's London. And
crazy.
It's mad.
So how do you get to uni? Is it tube?
Tube.
You literally, so you do actually do the life of catching tube every day?
I do, yes. Dude. Yeah, it's... Getting a bus has, like, so I don't really I'm a bit scared of London buses because you could get on it and it could take you somewhere where you didn't expect. And like, I just try and stay away from them as much as possible. Apart from the night bus back on after a night out.
Really?
That's different.
Yeah.
But, depending on where you go on the night out, then it can be dangerous. So, you know. I've actually walked home from a night out. I went to Ministry of Sound in first year.
Yeah.
And I lived in Stratford at the time, which if it's about a 3-hour walk. And I walked
And you walked back home.
That's...
Why? Because it was cheaper or there just wasn't any transport?
I'd had an argument with someone actually.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And I was fairly new to London at that point as well. And... I just decided to walk back, and I did from Elephant and Castle. So,
oh my god,
that was far. That was far. But right, I've got a recent story.
Oh no! Yeah, what of you walking back home
down here? I walked from home from Brighton to Goring.
Why?
On a night out.
Why?
On after trash.
Why?
Because it was.
That must have been what, like 4 hours.
Six. It took me
six hours. Oh,
no, might have been five. Might have been 5 hours to get
home.
I
could have just given you a lift, Woody. I live in Brighton.
And I walked past. I didn't even think. I walked past Southwick, and my sister lives in Southwick. But yeah, and I walked.
I just imagine you stumbling all the way back.
I walked all the way home, and it was bank holiday, so there were no night buses running.
Oh no!
It was stupid amount of money to get a cab home.
Yeah.
And obviously, I don't want to wait until 6 o'clock.
Wait, so who'd you go out with? Where did they live? How did they get home?
I think they all split a cab, but...
But you're like, no!
Yeah!
I'm gonna walk it! Yeah. Where did they just come with? I'll pay for you! I'm gonna walk it!
Yeah, so I just walked it.
I could have... Okay, when was that?
That was last bank holiday, just gone.
Dude.
Yeah.
Was it a nice walk, though?
I feel like it was enlightening, yes.
Yeah.
In
pain.
I always think, though, when I go on walks like that, I sort of... It gives me time to think about stuff and, like...
And to kind of catch up with yourself a little
bit.
Yeah. Even if you were drunk and...
Even tired. More interesting when you're drunk, because it's sort of like a different side to you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I learned a lot about myself that night.
Interesting. That's so sad.
Yeah,
I know. I walked back. All my friends were in front of the cab. They were in bed by the time I got back.
Yeah. They went past me. Fuck you,
Woody. Bye, friends.
There's a spare seat, but we're not stopping.
Even the taxi driver.
Fuck you, woo. Even he's calling me at this point.
Now, clubbing in Brighton is very different to London, I imagine, because I've only been clubbing in London once, and it was with my friend Saxona, and for her birthday, me and five other girls, which was great. I definitely felt like the gay best friend.
Where did you go?
Shoreditch, I think.
Good.
Went out
in Shoreditch.
The only thing is, like, I don't know if girls probably get this anyway in Brighton, but in London, they were always being harassed by guys coming up to them. I'm a short guy, all right, but these guys were massive and they were trying to get on. I was just there like, excuse me, and they're like, actually, ma'am, these ladies are not for the taking. Because obviously you probably go out in London a lot clubbing.
I actually don't. Life as a law student has meant that I don't actually go out in London.
You go to courtrooms.
That's my fun. I
enjoy people being sent to prison. Guilty, into the shots. Guilty.
But, you know, it's not to say I don't go out in London, because I do. And, it is very much like that. I feel like guys in London as well are very forward.
Yeah.
And as someone that's never been particularly forward with girls, and it is hard, it is difficult, and you know, you sort of need the...
So as girls get used to forward guys and how to deal with them, and if they do want to get with them, how to get around that.
Yes. And so, you know, when you go to a club and it's acceptable for people to just come up to you and talk to you and stuff, I feel like in London it's even more so, and that people go to London clubs
for that vibe,
to go and talk to people. And that's why I think going out in London is actually really sociable, because you do actually meet and talk to a lot of people, and you can. That's the thing.
It doesn't feel awkward at all.
No.
But whereas in Brighton, even in Brighton, which is still a kind of a city as well, you go up to someone and speak to them, like, they're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, talk to people in the group that you go with. And I think that's a strange vibe, and I almost feel like And obviously, this doesn't go for all clubs in London, because some of them are like that. But I feel like in the South particularly, the girls are sort of a bit more stuck up when it comes to guys, like you say, just going up to them and talking to them. And if that guy isn't like six-pack abs, like banging, then girls in the South just won't look at you.
Really?
Yeah. Unless you meet them on Tinder or some sort of, you know, app like that, but you know, we won't go into what I think about dating apps.
Would have been swiping the entire time in this podcast. And the thing is, all right swipes, and I can see you actually haven't got a match yet.
And it's Ben.
You've just signed up to Tinder Pro as well, and still no matches.
Not just now, I've had it for a while.
Have you actually?
No. I don't.
You're winking at me, Woody.
No, I no.
It's fine.
No, I just don't.
You don't need to talk about Tinder.
No. I think dating apps in general have hurt dating a little bit, just because I think people now find it hard. Like, it's like you say, but unless you're put in a situation where it's acceptable to go and talk to people, anytime anyone talks to you is sort of, it's a bit, everyone's a bit more reserved, and they're a bit like, why are you talking to me? And I feel like people's interpersonal communication skills have sort of gone a bit. We've lost them a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think technology and like...
has definitely catalyzed that, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
I think as well with like on Bumble. Have you been on Bumble?
I have been on
Bumble. Okay, very well. Bumble Pro. I really enjoy Bumble, because you can actually... Or is it Hinge? One of them. Actually, I've never been on Hinge. It's probably Bumble. Where you can actually comment based on the questions that people ask.
Oh, that is Hinge. So I don't... You've been lying. I think
actually my work friends told me about the Hinge, which is why I know about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, you can reply to the questions that they've... The answers that they've given to questions. Like, what's...
Oh, okay. So it might be Bumble then, because they both have... like questions that you put on and you answer, and people can comment on it. But Hinge is where like anything on their profile you can comment on.
Okay, I've never been on Hinge.
No.
Maybe I should. Oh, I have a girlfriend.
It's a bit strange. So if there's a picture of them, like, with a horse, you can say, oh, nice horse, or something.
No, like
that.
To ride?
Yeah. Yeah, and you don't have to match with them on Hinge either.
Really?
You
Wait,
can
what?
Just send them messages.
Wait, yeah. So you just swipe through and then you just... What?
Yeah, you can match, but generally, unless you've commented on something,
yeah,
then no one will match you, because you can just start a conversation with anyone on there. So.
Yeah. You're just teaching me the ways of dating apps.
Yeah, I mean, no, I only know this because I'm sadly single.
So. What's that story that might get
I'm sadly
oh,
single.
Well, I didn't think you were going to... Okay! Sadly single.
Sadly. Someone take me!
name your blog, sadlysingle.blogger.com.
Alone forever.
Now, Woody, we know each other from college, and we went on a little trip together.
We did indeed. You asking me there again?
Would you like to go to New York with me again and Ohio? We did a USA exchange trip with our college.
We did indeed.
Which was,
yes.
I'm so glad I did that. I would have regretted it massively not going.
Life-changing.
Honestly, life-changing. I think it was my first time in America. And the exchange, bringing somebody over from America. We each had an American person in our house.
You did. You
Tristan and I had...
Omar. It's
bad
that you forget his name.
It's been like 6 years, okay? I love you, Omar.
If you're listening.
He loved you a lot more than he loved me. Like, we'd meet, hang out, and you'd be like, hey, so I can't believe Omar did this. I'm like, did he? Did he? Yeah, he messaged me. Did he not message you? Yeah, no, he didn't. He lived with me, but he didn't message me. Yeah, really sad. but that trip was amazing. Like, I keep saying, whenever I tell people about their first night.
Oh, don't, I was going to say, the best moment of the whole thing was our first night in New York.
People are going to be like, what did you and Woody get up to? Well.
It was life changing.
Yeah, it was never the same again.
I found out about myself.
Yeah, the first night, Woody and I, it was late at night. The stars were bright. Woody and I were wet from the sauna.
Did we go in there?
I think because, yeah, we were downstairs in the gym.
Yeah, we did.
And
actually,
then we
yeah.
were just like, should we just go for a walk?
Yeah, and there was that machine.
What?
There's that big machine.
You mean
you put your clothes
You mean
in.
The running machine? Oh, yeah.
And it went.
I remember us just holding it down a little.
Yeah,
like,
and then it come out and it's still wet. And you're going to be like, oh. They're going to be like, it was just a drying machine. But you don't understand.
Yeah, you didn't get it. It was a fun machine. We loved it. If anything, it made it wet. There was a pool of water in there.
It's just so out of context. It was wet.
It's great.
I put it in and it got wetter.
Oh no, I had to keep this in with you.
That's what you said that night.
Anyway, Woody and I went out for a walk in New York City, and when people say it literally is the city that never sleeps, it literally is. Like, it
yeah.
felt even more busy during like 1 a.m.
I don't know if it's because all your senses are going because it's dark and it's nighttime, but yeah, no, it does. It feels even more alive at night, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And it got quite romantic, didn't it?
It was raining.
It was raining, and so Woody and I, went to a corner of one of the roads, and we stood covered by the roof of a building, and we looked out into the rain.
Yeah, it was up some stairs, wasn't it?
It was some up some stairs.
Yeah.
And that moment, Woody, is when our lips. No, that moment is when we realised, we were like, oh my God, we're in New York.
Yeah.
And like,
realisation really hit
it
then.
It really hit then.
And it was pouring with rain.
We cried.
It was late at night and it was like, oh my God, we're actually here.
Yeah.
We're, you know, it was amazing.
Didn't we get told off for like not coming back in time or something?
No, because, well, there was that thing that the hostel closes at 11 o'clock.
Meanwhile, 1 a.m. I was looking
yeah,
in the rain.
Yeah, and we got lost. Do you remember that? We were running around New York. Being like, you know, we're two English students.
Attractive, young,
yeah.
vulnerable English students.
And obviously in New York, none of the yellow cab drivers know, like, specific buildings. It's not like in the UK
yeah.
where you say, oh, 23,
yeah.
you know, this road. It's like, oh, north, south,
yeah.
you know, like a specific... No, it's just hard. They don't know. They'll drop you off in the rough area, but
yeah.
they don't know
Up,
exactly
down.
Where you're going. Yeah, and so... if you asked people, they wouldn't know where you were going. So
where's my hotel? I have no idea where
you're going. So we were freaking and we got back really late. Like, we got back past 11 o'clock and luckily the hostel was open.
Yeah.
And we were obviously drenched because it was just pouring
romantic
down the rain.
Oh, yeah,
as
that
well.
As well.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, amazing.
It was great. Obviously, we spent a week in Ohio as well with the exchange families.
Just longer than it was about 10 days, I think.
Was it 10 days? Oh my God.
3 or 4 days in. Yeah, it was two, wasn't it? Roughly 2 weeks. 4 days in New York.
For like a lifetime.
3 nights in New York and like 9 nights in Ohio, I think.
Yeah, and that was so weird living.
That was.
I remember going into a school was the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Literally, any TV American school that you've seen, it literally was that. We saw bullies, we saw nerds.
Do you notice, right? However, whenever they reference a school in America as well, on a TV program, it's always Shaker Heights High School.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's what we mentioned.
Shaker Heights High. Yeah. And which is where we go. Like, it's the one that Ted went to on How I Met Your Mother.
Was it?
Like, it's, yeah. And.
What?
Yeah, it's mad.
That's
like,
crazy. And we went there.
And we went there. I always think.
I still have my jumper. Yeah. Did you get a jumper?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I saw
your foam finger from.
Yeah, I saw
upstairs.
The foam finger.
Yeah.
You like that? I saw your finger from upstairs. But that, yeah, so I Ohio was amazing. It felt like that was a glimpse into American life, whereas New York was just, you know, the New York experience.
Yes.
Such as cycling around Central Park.
Yes, that was amazing.
Which,
and then the additional...
We did it again.
...lap, and then...
That was so fun. We did it with everyone, and then Woody and I were like, where can I go again? So Woody and I went on another romantic trip around New York.
We did. We spent a lot of time just me and
we
you
did,
because no one wanted to do anything.
I know.
They left Charlie on his own.
Oh, we did, Charlie! He's still actually there. He's still there.
Yes, he's still waiting for us to come out.
That's great. I mean, Central Park is just such an amazing ride, and it's like, well, how was it, like half an hour?
It wasn't that long. Yeah, and it's mad because you're in the middle of like
cities,
a park,
yeah.
And you look up, and there's just massive skyscrapers around you, and it's crazy.
It was mate. We cycled around there once, cycled around there again by ourselves. Then we cycled all the way up. Was it the right hand
along,
side of New York, Manhattan?
Yes, yeah.
And then we went to like a boat.
Yeah, we went because we had like a pass that we could go on like 7 different attractions in New York, and we were never going to use all of them. Like, one of them we went to the Empire State.
Classic,
and,
had to.
Yeah. And yeah, we just went on we're going to get slammed on a podcast.
For not knowing the boat.
It. Yeah. It's
a boat in New York.
Yeah. it was the one that during 9/11, I think it was, they moved the like New York headquarters to
onto the boat.
Really? Yeah, I remember
that. It was really cool though, walking around. Well, firstly, just the experience of walking around New York was amazing, but walking around on a boat next to New York was like,
yeah,
what?
Crazy.
That was
absolutely
so cool.
Crazy.
What's really sad is like the people we went with, we said, hey, we're going to go back next year. We didn't.
Yeah,
we were
going to go on holiday or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, that's what happens. You have those groups, you have those families in those experiences and those moments. And then they are just moments, they are just experiences, which is really sad. But at least we have them, you know?
Yes.
It was
great trip. True. You know, you're always going to drift apart from people. But, you know, we're all, you know, me and you are still friends.
Sure,
If I saw... and if I
saw...
you
can say that.
If I saw any of the, like, I guess...
We still speak to them.
Yeah, we still speak to them, but we're not on holiday terms, really. Which is sad, but I feel like we could be. Like, if we organised
on that trip, we
America
were so close.
Two. We did, and we got... And that was the thing. We were all sort of like... We all sort of knew each other. But apart from me and you, we were friends before we went away. Friends. Like, we were all sort of like... We all knew who each
from
other
college,
were.
From college, yeah.
But we weren't friends as such. And we went and we formed a bond out
we
there.
Did.
And we
did.
And we went out for dinner afterwards.
Oh, my God.
Got back and
wait,
stuff,
no. Do you remember the Easter egg hunt we did in Ohio? The hunt we did. But you had to, like, it was a checklist of things. And we all went into little groups with the American lot. And then we all went out and we did a checklist. And like one of them was like one of the English person people had to drive a car.
Yes,
do you
remember
that?
I do.
And one of them had to get a kiss or a photo from someone else's mum or something.
Yes, yeah. Yes. You kissed Omar's mum.
I loved it. I kissed Omar's mum. But also, I drove a car in America.
Yeah, I wasn't there that night. I was That was, yeah, but the Easter egg hunt and the yeah. that night were different things.
Yeah, 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 they were.
Because I was at a Browns game. I was at a Browns game, which was mad. Yeah, they booked a, very kindly booked a...
Your family treated you like...
Yeah, they did. They really did. Like, yeah. They were amazing. Like, they told a bathroom for me to come, like, in the room next to me.
What?
Like,
oh my God, you're going to be saying. What I really enjoyed as well is that you've seen films, you've seen TV shows such as Riverdale and everything, that they all hang out in, like, a diner or whatever. Like, yes. I did that with Omar a few times. We hung out in, like, the local diner.
Yeah.
And there was, like...
Went for ice cream one
went
night.
Went to Walmart.
Yes!
And then, they had, like, a gun range as well.
Yeah, they did. And, what was it called?
Did we go to a sports shop called, like, Dick's?
Dick's! Yes, it was. It was Dick's. And we went to... Target.
We went to Target, man.
Which was like the most
American thing.
Yeah, but it was the most sort of like pointless thing.
It
as
was
well.
Like, wow, now what?
Yeah, it was just like an overindulged TK Maxx.
It was so cool though, America. It really was. It was just so cool. Just saying, I'd love to do an American trip again.
Yeah.
But yeah, Woody, I'd say that's probably our fondest moments of this friendship. All downhill since then, obviously.
Yeah, 100%. I'd like, hate you there.
What's this? What's that? Oh, yeah, I wouldn't say it. I dislike you strongly, but I don't... You have to call me a gun towards
strong word.
Hey, it is a strong... Now, Woody, I'd like to know about your little project you have going on. I say little, but it's a big thing for you because obviously I have my podcast and I'm trying to live and breathe.
It's your
podcast.
Baby.
It's my little baby. Yeah. Look at it go.
Not quite like Tom's baby.
But it is your baby. Around. It doesn't keep me up at night. Actually, some things do about the podcast keep me up at night. Yeah. But
we don't want to know about your internet access.
Wow. But you... You have your blog that you mentioned in this podcast a little bit, but would you like to go into some more detail? The origins of that?
Yeah, so it's thesynergists.com.
Synergists?
The Synergists. Where did that come from? Not really a funny story behind it, but me and Jamie talking about how, like, we debate ideas. This is, like, my friend Jamie, and we debate ideas quite a lot, and we're quite into psychology and, you know... Just general sort of knowledge, I guess. And we debate a lot of sort of theory and stuff. And, you know, I feel like it's always better to bounce ideas off of you and get someone else's opinion.
Oh, it definitely
which
is
essentially what synergy is. It's where, like, two things come together to make something bigger. And that's essentially what we're doing. We're trying to get, you know, people to write for us. We're writing ourselves for this blog. We have a lot of different editions. So we have... A legal edition, which I'm sort of my baby, media, business, gaming, and sort of like socio-economic stuff, I guess.
Lots of things coming together.
It's a very, very broad blog. You know, we'll be trying to get other people to write for it in the future as well. It's not sort of like an inclusive thing that we would edit and put on if, you know, as and when, but yeah, and it's sort of in its early stages. We sort of started it at the beginning of this year. Me and Jamie both had blogs before, and it was sort of like,
well, so you're familiar with the platforms and everything and the idea of it.
Yeah, and we were never, when I had a blog before, I was never sort of going after views. It was always more, I used it as a revision blog, and I would put up, you know, do sort of like
a diary, almost diary entries of what you've learned, and you can reflect on it.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And I took that down, and so that all that stuff needs to be edited and reposted onto our new blog. But yeah, it's just sort of like it's like your podcast.
Yeah,
really. In that, I feel like it's really important just to. It's nice to have sort of like a log of your thoughts throughout.
Yeah, thoughts, experiences, and everything.
And, you know, you think, you keep this going, you write once a month even for, 20 years, and that's something like, that's over 100, 200 blogs that, you know, people can potentially take stuff from and learn from, and, I just think it's a great thing.
Inspire people. Exactly.
I think it's a great thing, and, you know, I guess now that it's sort of, we're writing... not for revision, it's for, we're trying to get out there, we're trying to, and you know, potentially we might try and get maybe personalised newsletters in the future. That's sort of cool. Like the way we want to go. And, you know, so say you really interested in like the media side of
you could of almost like blogs. A tick section, you could tick up to like, I hear, want to receive stuff about this,
yes,
this.
Yeah, exactly. And then we send you emails, so you go on that list of, you know, things that you might like type stuff, rather than just getting very you know, you could get something from anything that just has a tag in it or something. So, yeah, we've got ideas for it in the future, but it's at a very early stage.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And Jamie has worked very, very hard at putting together the blog that looks perfect.
Yeah.
There's nothing more that you could do to make it look better, I don't think.
Yeah, he's good. Played... So you've got the look. You've got the look down, and it's just filling it.
Yes, it's filling it with content. And, you know, we're trying to get people to write for it and... We're writing ourselves. Like, the aim is one a week. I try to do one a week, and obviously just having finished uni, it hasn't gone quite so swimmingly. It's difficult.
Uni disrupts everything, but now you have this time that you can spend towards.
Yes, yeah, and I've got one coming out hopefully tomorrow.
Yeah,
About the three best lessons I've learned.
Interesting. Well, I'll actually tag that post if it is coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
In the description of this podcast.
I've got to edit it. Edit it tonight then. No pressure.
For people to check out. And we'll also put it on our Facebook page as well, Woody.
Yeah,
so you can check out all of Woody and Jamie's ventures. And hopefully in the future we can get you and Jamie on.
Yes, that would be perfect.
And you guys can spoke about the kind of how far you've come and everything since this podcast.
Yes.
Unless it's next week. Yeah, it's been a week, Josh. So not a lot, actually.
But yeah, no, that sounds great.
But the thing is, like, I know you guys are going to go far because you have such a burning passion for it already. And if you even have half of this passion a year in, then it's still going to last such a long time.
Yes, yeah. And I think, even more importantly, that, you know, even if it doesn't get big and go viral as it is, it's still really nice for us just to have a platform that we can write on.
And you're proud of as well.
Yeah, and that we're proud of and that people can just sort of see how far we've come and see, you know, even I look back at some of the content on my other revision blog and I think, oh, the way I've worded this is it just isn't right. And, you know, to look back and think, oh, I'm actually so much better at this and my knowledge progress, is so much better. Yeah, I just think it's a great thing to do. And I think people underestimate tracking your progress as well.
Yeah, especially when it's so easy as well these days.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Woody, that's all we have time for right now. How do you feel? Your first podcast experience, first of many podcast experiences.
I was nervous before, but it's been great, actually.
Well,
I've
let's
really
go for another hour. Wait, Josh.
Oh, okay.
I need to eat. Now, before we finish, Woody, I always ask for any shout-outs. What would you like to shout out?
Well, just shout out to my mum. She made me who I am.
Yeah.
I needed to sound a bit more enthusiastic.
You did, yeah. Shout out to my mum.
No, she's amazing.
She's a lovely lady.
Yes, she is indeed. She's the person I want to make proud most. Yeah.
I feel like you already have.
I do try. I mean, she, you know, most important woman in my life, so...
Only women in your life as well at the moment.
Yeah, let's not go there. I'll start crying.
You're back on Tinder and Pinterest at the same time. You've actually just stolen my phone and signed in and now you're both.
shout out to thesynergists.com.
Synergists.com.
We should be, for the Synergists, we should be number one on Google, I think, at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really good.
With the S.
SEO, right?
The S counts.
Otherwise, it's some Russian site.
Yeah, it's something else.
Books. Okay. Wow, viewership got it all wrong and bought so many books on a Russian site.
And I think that's it. I don't think I have any more shout-outs.
I want to shout out Woody for coming down from London, not only obviously to do the podcast. Woody, come down from London to the podcast. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
And thank you for having me.
And you'll be on a lot more.
We've been
having words. Thank you for listening. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Reddit. Listen to us on Spotify and iTunes, and can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/havingwords. Feel free to leave an iTunes review if you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you next week with hopefully Tom, hopefully a guest. Woody, any final words before we finish up?
No, just thank you very much for having me on. It's been great. Bit of personal progress, I guess.
It has
going
been.
On my first podcast.
So,
it's been, it has, and you know.
Thank you for coming. Bye, guys.